From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Two more countries cut ties with Iran. Two of Saudi Arabia's allies cut diplomatic links with Tehran Monday following Riyadh's decision to execute 47 people, which caused an international firestorm of protest. Bahrain and Sudan joined Saudi Arabia in cutting links to Tehran, where protesters on Saturday attacked the Saudi embassy. Among those put to death in Saudi Arabia Saturday, activist Shia cleric Nimr al-Nimr. Riyadh Monday also cut all air and trade links with Iran. The United Arab Emirates downgraded its own relations with Iran. White House spokesman Josh Earnest called for a de-escalation of the tensions.
We're urging all sides to show some restraint and to not further inflame tensions that are on quite vivid display in the region.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, has been dispatched to the region amid concerns of the impact the new tensions may have on efforts to end conflicts in Yemen and Syria. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
Mr. de Mistura believes that the crisis in Saudi-Iranian relations is very worrisome development, and he stresses the need to ensure that it does not cause a chain of adverse consequences in the region.
Meanwhile, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir defended the execution of the Shia cleric, whom he accused of agitating, organizing cells, and providing them with money and weapons. Two-thirds of the 30 candidates vying for the presidency in Central African Republic have demanded election authorities stop vote counting from the December 30 polls after alleging they were marred by ballot irregularities and voter intimidation. Partial vote tallies released Sunday showed independent candidate Foustan Archange Touadera, former prime minister, winning with 23% of the vote. This is VOA News.